Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Former President Ramnath Kovind says India will benefit from adopting simultaneous poles towards a Viksit Bharat. Indian Air Force showcases aerial capabilities in a majestic air show as part of its 92nd anniversary celebrations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. And Nagaland Governor Laganeshan says Onam is a unique festival which promotes unity and harmony in social fabric of the Malayalis. Now the news in detail. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on Simultaneous Elections.
Would greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. Simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth, and enhanced global competitiveness. It has the potential to be a foundational reform for a more inclusive and prosperous future. Simultaneous elections are in line with the vision of our constitutional forefathers.
Mr. Kovind added that simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth, and enhanced global competitiveness. He said it has the potential to be a foundational reform for a more inclusive and prosperous future. The Indian Air Force, IAF, conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF observed on 8th of October. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar aircraft participated in the thrilling air show. The Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. One of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience.
We saw a chopper and we saw some people who have come down in the parachute. It was nice to watch. And even though in so much heat, there are lots of people, lots of crowd here, it's nice to see almost the entire Chennai over here. And it's a wonderful experience. It's definitely a lifetime experience.
The show, which is held after 21 years, has attracted lakhs of spectators to the sands of Marina. The aircrafts were deployed from air bases of Tambaram, Arakkonam, Thanjavur and Sulur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the 3rd Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said, Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global politics. He emphasized that in today's day and age, the countries that can make a difference should try and do it. On problems being faced by the world now, Dr. Jaishankar said, it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. Nagaland Governor Laganeshan said, Onam is a unique festival which promotes unity and harmony in the social fabric of the Malayalis who celebrate Onam without any ill feeling of religion, caste or creed. Speaking at the celebration of Onam today at Raj Bhavan, Mr. Ganeshan said, though the festival was celebrated about a fortnight back in Kerala, he is thrilled to be a part of this belated Onam celebration as it fills one's hearts with joy and bring a peace of home to those who are far away from home here in Nagaland. He said, in modern times, these kinds of social gatherings cement social bonds and promote cultural heritage. Mr. Ganeshan said, during the celebration in Kerala, both the rich and the poor together partake in the feast. He said, Onam is a time for celebration and happiness, bringing people from all backgrounds together in a spirit of truth, peace, joy and prosperity. The governor further urged everyone to be inspired by the spirit of inclusivity and goodwill and aim to cultivate a society that embraces its diversity and fosters an environment where everyone can thrive in unity. During the celebration, various cultural presentations were displayed by the Malayali community. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation Very Short Range Air Defense System at the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges in Rajasthan. The tests, conducted in the last 2 days, were carried out against a high-speed target demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. Ministry of Defense said these development trials showcased repeatability of hit-to-kill capability of the weapon system in various target engagement scenarios covering approaching, receding and crossing modes. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, the armed forces and the industry involved in successful development trials. As tensions escalate in West Asia, French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday called for a halt on its arms deliveries to Israel for use in Gaza, provoking a sharp response from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Macron also criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to send troops for ground operations in Lebanon. On the other hand, the Israeli Prime Minister, in a video message, slammed the French president, saying all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's fight against the forces of barbarism led by Iran.
As Israel fights the forces of barbarism led by Iran, all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's side. Yet President Macron and some other Western leaders are now calling for an arms embargo against Israel. Israel will win with or without their support. Israel is defending civilizations against those who seek to impose a dark age of fanaticism on all of us. Rest assured, Israel will fight until the battle is won, for our sake and for the sake of the peace and security of the entire world.
Meanwhile, the Israeli forces bombed a mosque in Deir al-Balah in Gaza, killing at least 21 Palestinians and wounding dozens others. Israel also expanded its strike in Lebanon yesterday. It bombarded deep in the north part of the country for the first time, targeting both armed groups Hezbollah and Hamas. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu arrived in New Delhi today on a 5-day state visit at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. This is his first visit to India since assuming office. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold high-level meetings with President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior officials of the Indian government. Mr. Muizu will be accorded with a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan scheduled for Monday. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. The day aims to challenge stereotypes and work towards creating an inclusive society where individuals with cerebral palsy are respected for their identities and talents. The theme for this year is Uniquely CP, which emphasizes that a person's disability does not define their entire identity. Several events are being held across the country to raise awareness about cerebral palsy and empower those affected by it. And now to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Former President Ramnath Kovind says India will benefit from adopting simultaneous poles towards a Viksit Bharat. Indian Air Force showcases aerial capabilities in a majestic air show as part of its 92nd anniversary celebrations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. And Nagaland Governor Laganeshan says Onam is a unique festival which promotes unity and harmony in social fabric of the Malayalis. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.